Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Val Zidoin, Tumas, Migdash, V'Kadashav. Till now we were talking about B'Shoigeg. By mistake, we have different kinds of mistakes. When the mistake happened. When did he know? When did he not know? But it was all by mistake. What about Val Zidoin, Tumas, Migdash, V'Kadashav? Our Mishnah begins over here, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Imasechta Shavuos. An intentional tumah violation. In other words, this person knew he was tummy. He didn't forget nothing. And he still went into the base of Migdash or ate from a carbon. Zakta Mishnah, Sayer Hanasa Bifnim, the Sayer on Yom Kippur, that is performed inside the Yom Kippurim as well as Yom Kippur itself, Mechaprin. It's Mechaprin on the person. That's learned from the Pasuk. And Peshayim refers to the worst kind of an Aveira that's done b'mezid. In regard to other Aveiras in the Torah, Hakalois, whether they're easier Aveiras, Vachamurais, or more severe Aveiras. We will soon see what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says easier Aveiras or more strict Aveiras. There's no real easy Aveira, but in terms of the Einish, we do see different levels. Vaitras like the Mishnah has a dinus, Avedas that are done bimezid, vehashagagais, as well as Avedas that are done by mistake. Hoida, veloi hoida, whether he became aware of these Avedas before Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur came and he was still not aware of those Avedas. Now, over here, what the Mishnah means with this is that sometimes a person is not sure whether he did an Aveda or not. For example, there was a piece of chaylev there, he ate it, but he's not sure whether it was a chaylev that's asr or a chaylev that's mutter. So he can't bring a chatas because he's not sure he was over the Aveda. But what he could bring is called an asham toloi. An asham, a special carbon that's brought for when I'm not sure whether I was over an Aveda or not. Maybe one day somebody will be able to tell me what it was. Then I could bring a chatas. But the asham toloi will provide a kapara until that time. That's what the Mishnah means. Haida, whether he knows there was a suffix or v'loi haida. He doesn't even know there's a suffix. He doesn't even chap that he may have eaten chalef. So he doesn't bring an Ashim Tali either. But still, he's in this list of having a kapara. The Batanura explains that the next words in the Mishnah are an explanation. What's called kalois, asay, he did not perform an asay. Velois, asay, or he was over a lois asay that has a chi of malchus. And what's called chamurais, krisis humisis bezdin, aveirais, that are punished by karas, as well as aveirais that are punished by a chi of misa. For all these aveirais, Soyer HaMishtaleach Mechaper. The Soyer that is sent down the mountain, the Soyer LaZazel, is Mechaper for it. Remember, when we spoke about the Soyer Anasa Bifnim, we said it started out with two Seirim, if you remember from Masechtas Yuma. One is used for the Soyer inside, and one is used for the Soyer LaZazel. It's taken out of Yushalayim, it's pushed off a cliff called Azazel. Now, the opinion of our Mishnah is that it works even if the person did not do tshuva. However, the Chachamim hold that Yom Kippur will work, but only for a person that does tshuva. Tshuva, in its most basic sense, is he has charata that he did the Aveda, and he's mekabel upon himself not to do it in the future. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah. Someone entered the Beis Hamikdash, Reid Hegdish, bemezid. It's the Soyer Hanasa Bifnim, as well as the day of Yom Kippur itself, that is mechaper, and all other Aveiros. Whether it's kalos, whether it's chamurais, whether he did it b'mezid, whether he did it b'shoigeg, whether he knows there may be a possible problem, whether he doesn't. And the Mishnah explains, kalos would be not performing a mitzvah sasei, or he was over a lois sasei that has a chi of malchus, but no karas. And chamurais would be an aveira that carries a chi of karas, or a chi of mises bezin. For all these things, the Soyer HaMishtaleach is Mechaper. That was the great Simcha when they saw the special red little sign turn white. And they knew that they had a kapara. Although it's Mashma that our Mishnah says it works even without Tshuva. And there is taka one Shita that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without Tshuva. But the Chachamim hold that even Yom Kippur will only work together with Tshuva.